We have a doctor in the house. This is pretty interesting. So Piedmont Physician Network has opened orthopedic specialists of Piedmont Rock Hill, and they're serving patients now in the Technology Center Way, which is inside the historic Lowenstein building. And it just opened its doors back on February the 11th. And we're excited to have surgeon Dr. Brian
Tallarico.
Thank you. Sorry.
You had it the first time.
I had it. Sure. Yes. You thank you.
It. You I just it.
Sorry.
Got I camera shy. Right. That's okay. That's okay. I was just floundering in the water myself, okay. But he knows it. Tallarico. Yeah. Thank you. Well, welcome to Palmetto Mornings.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Appreciate thanks for being it. Here.
Well, just walk us through what your day is like. So you're a surgeon that works.
Right. So I'm an orthopedic surgeon. So orthopedic surgeons take care of the musculoskeletal system. So we care for patients in both operative and non-operative fashions. We wish we could do surgery all day long, every day, but actually we have to see patients in the office. And actually Renee this morning was asking me how many patients you see, and out of those, how many need surgery. So a high yield would be about 30% of patients that you see as an orthopedic surgeon throughout your career would actually need surgery. So that means 70% of the time we don't get to use our scalpel, which is good for the patient. Most patients don't want surgery, obviously, unless they're in a lot of pain and they can't function. So I treat all sorts of musculoskeletal conditions and injuries. Heavy focus on knee and hip replacement, trauma, the director of orthopedic trauma at the hospital, and so on and so forth. I do hand, upper extremity, shoulder, and basically a good old-fashioned general orthopedic surgeon, which is sort of a dying breed now. Everybody subspecializes, but where I trained, and I'm not going to say how many years ago it was, is really a focus on being community general orthopedic surgeons. So this is a great fit for me with the Piedmont Physician Network. And so far, so good. And every single day that we see patients at the new location, the numbers keep going up, which is good for the community and obviously good for the practice.
And the ages of the people you're seeing, it runs the gamut?
It does. I see people from 1 to 100.
Oh.
So pediatrics, I've taken care of kids my whole career. I love taking care of kids, whether it's four-year-olds that fell off the couch doing the couch Olympics with their siblings and break their arm, or if it's a 16-year-old soccer player that tore her ACL. I've taken care of pediatric orthopedics for ever since I came out of training. We had a pretty heavy focus on peds ortho when I was in training in University of Cincinnati. We did 6 months there with one of the best in the world. So that really carried through my entire career, even to this day. I don't mind seeing them. I don't do scoliosis or hip dysplasia surgery, things like that. But in general, peds ortho has always been part of my armamentarium. And then all the way through middle age, then slightly above middle age, like myself, and onto the older folks that break hips or have bad arthritis and may not be a surgical candidate, but they just need some pain relief, perhaps with injections. So. I think the oldest patient I ever treated non-operatively was probably 100, and with surgery with a broken hip, probably 107, I think, was the oldest.
Oh,
107.
Good gracious.
Wow.
So,
boy.
That's not just me. If you're on call for orthopedic surgery and a hip fracture comes in, they're usually advanced age, but that would be the record, as I recall, 107.
So you see a lot. So what advice can you give folks now, whatever age they are, take better care of their body so they don't have to see you, though you're there to help. But right. I mean, you would probably like for folks to, live healthy and long lives.
Absolutely.
If they need some TLC, you're there to help them. But what advice can we start doing now to take better care of our bodies?
That's a great point, Lucas. I think taking care, we're only given one of these, right? Mm-hmm. We're only given one body. And unfortunately, many of us find out way too late that, we should have maybe done a little better job taking care of it earlier. So I just tell patients, if they're asking, basically try to stay fit. You can't out-exercise your diet. And that's I learned that personally, even as a physician. I used to believe that if I went out with friends and ate pizza and wings, that if I just worked out a lot the next day, that's not how it works. So you can't out-exercise your diet. So healthy diet, take care of yourself. Don't smoke, alcohol in moderation, all those things that people have been telling us for years that we'll get to when we're older. Well,
it'll catch up to
it'll
you.
Catch, it gets there sooner than you think. Keeping the weight off helps on bones and joints, obviously. If you're deconditioned, you haven't exercised since you're in high school and you find yourself in your 40s or 50s and wondering, what happened, that didn't happen overnight. So you have to be realistic that you have to have a goal. You're not going to just turn it all around in the next 3 months or 6 months. You have to just make some goals. Start with the small things. Start with going for walks. You're not going to just go on a treadmill and run 10 miles if you haven't run since you were in high school. Right. So start with just going for a walk for 20 minutes a day, and then maybe cutting out regular soft drinks and drink more water or diet soft drinks. So those little things, they really do add up, especially when you get over that 40 and 50 mark. Before that, you can almost do anything with impunity before 40. But
you're preaching
that,
to the choir.
Have you been listening to this show on the regular?
I'm pretty sure you're both younger than me. So.
In your tenure being an orthopedic surgeon, what things have you seen that have shifted or changed? I know that one big thing that you're utilizing the robots for surgery. What do you think has been the biggest shift change or maybe change that you've seen?
Absolutely, technology. Orthopedics has always been one of the fastest growing specialties as far as technology is concerned. I just look back to, again, it's been more than two decades when I was in training, and what we were doing was state of the art. And now I look at it now, and it's just so, I can't even believe we did some of those things the way we did it. It seems so hard, and things are a lot easier now, and the patient outcomes are improving. And that's great, and that's just the way medicine works. As the years go by, smart people figure things out, how to build a better mousetrap and whatnot, especially with instruments or implants. But I would say the single biggest thing has been recently when I started doing robotic-assisted knee and hip replacements. And, you know, I trained under one of the best knee surgeons in the country, and very old school, but he was amazing, one of the best surgeons I've ever seen. And so I thought it was a pretty good joint surgeon. And then when this robotics assistance stuff came out, I was not hesitant, but I thought I didn't know if it would be worth it to try. I was, you know, again, this was 5 or 6 years ago. I said, I think I do a decent job. Then I realized after doing maybe the first 100 that there is no way that our eyes, our hands, our brains can be as accurate as now. And it's a tool. It's an adjunct. It doesn't replace the surgeon, doesn't replace clinical decision making, or, you know, there's still times where we have to use our training and our experience and brains. But the outcomes are absolutely, at least in my hands, improving themselves. And some papers come out saying long-term, they're no better. But I just know from doing 5, almost 6 years of these, seeing the patients come in at 2, 3 weeks, they're way different than before I was using the Mako robotic-assisted surgery. There's no question in my mind.
And Dr. Tallarico, you performed Manning's knee surgery here, our very own Manning Kimmel's knee surgery, using the Mako robotic system. And of course, he's shared the details about that before on this show, and you've joined him there on Straight Talk as well to talk more in depth about that.
I did. I had a great sub afterwards too.
Wonderful. Was he a good patient?
He was a great patient.
Okay.
And he just got off the pickleball court.
So, yeah. So that's a great example. Because we were just the other day asking him, and he said racquetball, he's at that point now where he slowly had to give that up. But pickleball was introduced, and he said it's really no different. And he's still able to enjoy the sport that he likes.
Right.
It's under a different lens. And I guess if you do have to have surgery, right, under your care, that doesn't mean you have to give up everything. You just have to pivot, no pun intended, and go and see something else that will complement what you were doing ahead of time.
Right. As again, the years, I hate to keep harping on, as the years go by, you have to just be a realist and understand you can't do things you did when you were in your 20s and 30s. And so pickleball is, I mean, it's exploding even in the younger classes. There's 20, 30-year-olds. There's leagues and clubs. I had no idea. I thought it was just for retirees, but it's not.
No, it's anymore.
Very competitive. There's
clothing,
leagues. It's
lines.
Unbelievable. Yeah, rackets, shoes.
It's the whole thing.
It's great. Like I said, if you can just do anything to get active, it's going to help your overall orthopedic health. But so patients that ask me, can I run again? When was the last time you ran if I have a knee or hip replacement? Well, if you haven't run really in 10, 15 years, it's probably not your sport. And it's probably not good if you have a bad hip or a new hip or a new knee. You just have to find, there's so many things you can do to stay active. Mm. I don't love swimming for exercise, but that's an amazing thing to do for fitness as far as folks that are beyond that 40, 50 point and want to exercise with bad hip, bad knee, bad shoulder. If they have surgery on it, even if they don't, swimming is great. Biking is wonderful for knees and hips for sure. But yeah, you just have to realize that you're probably not going to do the same things you did and just find something you like. If you liked racquetball and tennis, but you can't play, you know, singles tennis, then you pivot to pickleball.
Pickleball it is.
And his knee was, I mean, again, I think he already said how bad it was, but it just makes me smile. He just came in and pointed to his knee and said he just got off the pickleball court. So you can go back to doing a lot of things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't put you on the bench forever. So even if you have a knee or hip replacement.
And doctor, again, orthopedic specialist of Piedmont Rock Hill. This is the location that just opened recently inside the Lowenstein building. You have another location in Fort Mill. Having now two locations, specifically where this one is located, by the Sports and Events Center, near where people are playing, you know, a lot of activities. This just provides more reach, or you're reaching a population that could possibly use your services when they have a boo-boo on the court.
That's right. So we're looking into the future and making plans to have somebody available for walk-ins, really. I'm excited about that. Like I said, I've taken care of athletes ever since I got out of training, so it's not unusual, and it's obviously part of orthopedic surgery. You take care of sports injuries. So to have that proximity to that sports center is pretty exciting. And that office, I have to say, out of 22 years in practice, by far the nicest office I've ever had. No, there's no question. Looks like a hotel in the waiting room.
Oh, so it's great.
I've never had it. I haven't been in many doctor's offices nicer than that, to be honest. So come check it out.
Well, Dr. Brian Tellerico has certainly accomplished a lot in his life. He's also a U.S. Navy veteran, so we certainly appreciate
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. You said it was the best job you had.
It was best job I ever had.
Wow. Yep. Well, thank you again so much.
Taking care of those folks was pretty special, so I miss it sometimes. But I still get to see a lot of veterans in this practice here, a lot of veterans in the area. Mm-hmm. So they already know about me when they come in. I guess everybody looks it up. So they'll make...
That might be the final decision.
Right, absolutely. That is absolutely true. My whole career, people will seek out somebody who was in the military for their care. So that's kind of neat. And if it's a Marine, he'll usually give me a hard time or something like that. Say I would take care of you guys when you got shot up.
So. You'll get the last word, right? Oh man. Well, thanks so much again for just sharing kind of what you do and continue to make sure that all of us, we get our quality of life back. When we've had to have a timeout, it's not the end. You can get back out there and just don't ignore your pain. I think that's what we continue to learn when we have doctors on this show. Don't ignore your pain. If something's not right, go ahead and seek help now. Get it caught early. You can enjoy the golden years of your life. Dr. Brian Tellerico, again, thank you very much for your service.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.
Hopefully, we'll see you in your new space one day.
As visitors.
As visitors.
That's right. I was about to say, not as a patient.
Yeah.